Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to the bonus episode of Give Them Lala. I'm super hyped. We were sitting here going like, what should the topic of this bonus episode be? And I was like, wait, I feel like me and Jess and even TT have been talking about like guilt we've been feeling. And I was like, I know that we can't be the only people who on a regular basis feel guilt about being a mom, or a bad friend at the moment, or not the greatest wife. Like, Stassi is constantly telling me, like, I could definitely have sex with Beau more.
Yeah.
That's a guilt for me.
Yes.
So that is the topic today. You guys wrote in. It was really fantastic. I can't wait to talk about what you guys wrote in about, your little guilts. Not little. But, you know,
yes.
It, sometimes it is the smallest amount of...
It's,
that's what I mean.
So many people wrote in such common everyday things that it's like, I feel guilty. Yeah.
I feel guilty that I had an extra slice of cake when I told myself that I wouldn't. And you obsess and obsess and obsess. Mm-hmm. Jessica, what's your guilt?
My guilt is friendship guilt, which is I've been struggling with lately feeling like a bad friend. Because last year, I really focused. I remember Lala and I used to talk about I was not socializing at all, like to I guess maybe not unhealthy, but it was just like, it was home, work, and that's it. That's all I wanted. And I told myself, I'm going to socialize with friends. I have to get out. So I really focused on that. And I think other areas suffered for a little bit. And now I'm focusing on work, my relationship, and activity. Jiu-jitsu right now. Shocking, I know. And now I feel so good and hopeful and excited and I love it. This is like where I thrive is when I focus on those things. But my friendships are now suffering. I'm getting like, I've rescheduled, you know, 4 times with my friend Alexis. Shout out, I'm so sorry. Just like brunch and thank God I have good friends. They're also patient. But like Adam and Cole sent us an engagement gift of like pasta making kits months ago, and we're like, we'd love to do it with you. And I've just like been pushing it off. And thank God, like I said, I have understanding friends. Nick and Joe, we were like, after Hawaii, they're the guys we went to Hawaii with. I'm like, we gotta go get food. And they check in, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I've not been a good friend. Texts are going unread, and I just feel very guilty. And I need to be better at that. I do. I need to find a balance.
No, it's very hard when you come home from work and you're exhausted and you know that you also need to like get workouts in and you don't want certain emails to go unread. And by the time the day is over, it is like, I can't even form a sentence.
The last thing you
want to
do is like, look at another screen.
Yes.
Look at another screen. Right. It's
yes.
like this can, this will be.
Yeah.
Looked at tomorrow.
And I think I had a talk with Lala about this like last year, just about balance and stuff. And I think I'm going to find a balance with the friendships. The positive is when I focus on what I'm focusing on now, it is where I thrive. So I'm happy, but I also would never want my friendships to suffer, especially friendships that I really helped to like create last year. So
do you think that if instead of like, I'm not a texter. Okay. And if you text me more times than not, like, unless you're my family or it's a work text, I will not respond to you. I'm much more...
I hate phone
calls. I'm like too. A caller. Like, let's just say what we need to say, get it on the books, and
that's a great solution. Because it's like, but yeah, I can like hop on the phone. Friends?
Do you like talking? No, but like that's of, the other thing.
We don't need to talk. Like, yeah. Do you know how annoying it is to sit there and be like, hey, how are you? I'm so sorry. And then you wait for the text to come in and then you respond. Yeah. What is your plan tomorrow night? We could get on the phone and just be like, what is your plan tonight or tomorrow night and get an immediate response.
That's so true. Or just like I could FaceTime.
See, every time I do that though, they're like, well, let me check my schedule. Well, this night doesn't work.
Great. I love I'm like, oh, fuck, check your schedule. Really get shit. Back to me.
Yeah.
I See, love a ball in your court.
Yeah. Like last night.
The
yes.
Text for me.
No, but last
night. Hey, this night I want to do something. Let me know. Call me. And
call
now
me.
It's up to you to call me. I yeah. always do. I really will do that because I'm not one that wants to call you and figure this shit out. I hate planning. But what I will do is I'm going here at this time. Let me know your schedule and call me if it works. If I don't hear from them, I did my part. If you call me, I'll answer.
That's the thing, though. They're doing their part. Cause
it's just
Jessica.
Last night, I canceled. I was supposed to go to dinner with Alexis.
Oh, you're a
we
canceler.
We scheduled it 3 weeks ago. I rescheduled it 3 times. And last night, she goes, and I was texting her, and then she's like, do you want to just reschedule again? It's totally fine. Like I said, thankfully I have. And I said, yeah, I want to do a brunch. And I didn't want to rush
daytime. I love daytime stuff.
I was on 4 hours of sleep. You know yeah. that. So I'm just like.
11 to 3 is my window, babe.
See? So we're going to do that. I'm going to be a better friend. And
I love a good cancel, though. Sorry.
Oh, I love a good reschedule that just is constantly being pushed.
It is a cancel.
And they all know it.
It's a cancel.
And they're all like, do you want to?
I've started. That was my other thing. Yeah. I've just started. Can you go? I'll let you know.
I'll let you know.
I never give them a firm. I'll be there.
Yeah.
But I'll let
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I've give me a few hours to decide if I feel like that's something
yeah,
I want to do.
Because here's the thing. You could ask me right now.
And
to
I feel
do
like it.
Tomorrow, and I am so down. But when I wake up or with, I could wake up and still want to do it
immediately
20 minutes before
my
I could
mind.
Go. Why am I doing this bull?
100%.
And then I don't want to do it. So then I cancel.
And I'm excited to get into because a lot of people say they cancel for mental health. And it's like, well, where do you? Yeah, if
but
you feel
yeah,
mentally.
Okay.
But Law, you said you've been feeling guilty about something lately.
Oh, I have the worst mom guilt right now. It's insane.
Why?
Because I feel like I really kill it at being a mom. I feel like I'm a pretty good mom, right? But my daughter, as I've told you guys, like, I don't want to sugarcoat it. I'm never the type of person where it's like, she's incredible. She's so magical. Do I love my child more than anything? Yeah, she a bad bitch. Let me tell you what. And I'm so, like, insanely obsessed with her. But it is extremely difficult right now. She is not easy. She kicks my ass. And it's hard because I don't have her full time. I have her the majority of the time. But there are times where it's like, I need a break from you. And I know, and I hate saying this to my friends who have their kids all the time. They're like, you need a break. Like, you get a break sometimes, you know? But when I have her, I'm like, this is exhausting. And sometimes when the morning comes, I'm like, no.
Right.
We have to do this again because it is a constant battle. It is a battle brushing her teeth. It is a battle getting her dressed. It's a battle getting her to eat something. Everything is a friggin' battle right now. She doesn't listen. She cusses a lot. And I try to correct it and I try to discipline.
Terrible twos.
It is terrible.
Terrible twos. That's the thing. She's got to get it out now. And she's going to be fine. Like, I'd rather have her cussing now and getting it out than starting to cuss at 6, 7.
Do we have tissues over there, producer Tom?
But I feel like I think you do put a lot on you.
I think it's less about that. And it's like, I want to enjoy her. And I feel like I'm constantly having to, like, discipline her. And it breaks my heart, right? I have to, like, put her in timeout constantly.
But,
and
mean,
like, even that's not helping.
But
and it's hard because there's no consistency, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I don't have a co-parent. It's impossible to like have consistency. And I feel bad.
And you know that's not on you, but it doesn't negate you feeling bad. You feel bad. It makes you feel bad. Feel that. You feel, even though you know, a lot of people say you shouldn't, and you're such an amazing mother, and I know you know that. Okay. Thank you, Producer John. But you are feeling bad about it, and that's going to go away. Like your mom says.
You're feeling bad.
I feel like every mother goes through this guilt or this feeling, no matter if your child is 2, 3, 4. I feel like every mother kind of goes through this because I've seen moms talk how you talk. The stand-up comedian talking about the five stages.
Yeah.
You're not alone, and you do a lot. And I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit.
I try to give myself credit. And Ocean, let me tell you something about Ocean. She's 2.5, but that girl is so intelligent. She doesn't seem like a 2.5-year-old. Like, we have full conversations. She talks like an adult. She understands what I'm saying. And I think that's what also makes it difficult is sometimes I'll, like, discipline her. And then I'll ask my mom, like, was I too tough on her? But then, like, I feel like I have to be tough on her because it's not ending and she's going to go to school someday. And I don't want the school calling me being like, your daughter did X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I'm trying to fix it, but I don't really know how.
There's no fixing it. You're a parent.
Like, here's the other thing. You can't stress about something that hasn't happened yet. So you can't worry about her going to school and you getting these phone calls, because you have to think, what if you get the phone calls of, we love your daughter being here and the way she's playing with others is making
right.
So, you know, why can't that be your mindset instead of you feeling like this is it? Yeah, she's not learning, but I want you to know she is.
That's the thing though, is I'm like, I know, you know, you're not supposed to say this. Like the other day she had like pretty much cussed me out, went to timeout 457 times, told me that she hated me, whatever. And then we're driving and randomly she goes, I'm going to be nice the rest of the day to you, Mom. And I was like, that is so great. And she goes, yep, I don't hate you. I don't hate Gigi. I'm going to be nice the rest of the day, Mom. I'm like, you know that you're making my life difficult right now.
And then I take her out in public. Oh.
Freaking gem.
Angel.
I take her to the doctor's office and they're like, obsessing over her. She is the sweetest little thing. Thank you so much.
That's the other thing, like, that I want you to see, like, in her little ballet class, in her tap class. Think, all of those things, she went up and they were touching the same thing. She kind of pulled the girl's hand down.
She certainly did.
The teacher went up, did it. She didn't do it again. Sometimes you're going to need a teacher or
someone else,
not your mother, to go, I do need to fall in line and understand, because I can't talk back to them.
Right.
She will start to understand that. She's 2.5. She's going into these classes. She's going to be playing with other kids. She's going to see other kids sharing. She's going to start imitating.
My kid's a great sharer.
Your kid is unreal. She just does a couple of things to irritate you and me. And the thing that is irritating and frustrating for you that I don't think you give yourself credit on is she knows she's doing it.
She's so
smart. You do everything that you should be doing.
Smart.
She is so smart. And she doesn't, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
But that's at the end of the day, you are an amazing mother.
You're an amazing mother.
She's
You're with your
a
child.
Genius.
I just want you to give yourself some credit, because when I see you crying and things like that, like, I went to the 9-to-5 jobs. I saw the moms have to do what they did. You spent an incredible amount of time, even having.
But I don't even think it's about that. I'm a working mom. There's a lot of working moms. It's about, like, just feeling guilty where it's like, Ocean, please just listen to me so we can enjoy each other. I don't want to put you in timeout. I don't want
to
be tough on you.
She's smart.
So I just hope that, like, my kid likes me.
That's
the thing. I was driving her, every time I'm just with me and her, walking to your place, walking to mine because she wants to go see the dogs. I want my mama. Well, we're going to see the dogs like you wanted to. Well,
and
where's my
mama?
She's at home. We didn't have to leave her. Let's go back.
And also, by the way, it's just from 2 to 5, I was a nightmare for my dad.
She's
best friends with my mom. And then I became best friends with my dad. From 9 to 12, and he wouldn't mind me saying this, from 9 to like 13, my brother Jason and my dad, I mean, it was like awful. They never got along. Now, best friends.
Okay.
It just happens as a parent.
Those.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But what are other people? I love you guys. Sorry.
No, we love you. And I just want you to give yourself a little bit of credit here. And I do want you for you to give yourself credit where credit is due. You're an amazing mother. Yes, she's difficult. Guess what else? Every other 2.5-year-old is difficult. You're not alone. You're doing everything that every other mother is doing, crying on, how the hell do I do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not alone. And I just want you
to understand.
It's
just wild to me watching other kids who are 2.5 being like whiny and 2.5-year-olds where my child is sitting here saying, what the fuck is this, you stupid bitch? I'm like, what?
Who said that?
What? Who's talking this way? Like, yes, I talk this way, but are you listening to the podcast? I don't understand. It's like, boss baby. Like, I don't talk this way around you. I actually make sure. Like, I don't even have adult conversations when you're like in the vicinity, in the same building.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I do have to tell you, a ton of people just mom guilt everywhere.
Okay.
This is one. I sometimes have the guilt of being a single parent for my son, having to always be good cop, bad cop. So I wanted to read that just because of what you just said.
Who sent that?
This is one thing I do want to say. There's some personal stuff in here. Do we read?
Okay, we don't need to. Okay. I'm just going to say, like, whoever sent that, I so feel you. It is
Annie.
Annie, it is the hardest, it's by far the hardest job I've ever had in my entire life. It is exhausting. You don't get to tap out. You have to show all the love in the world, yet you have to be tough as nails. I so see you.
Wanting to eat alone. I have two kids and a man. This is so common. Wanting, because I saw also wanting down here somewhere, but I'll just say it, wanting to be alone even though I'm in a happy relationship. A lot of guilt for people just wanting their alone time.
I think that is so totally normal to feel guilty. But how freaking healthy are you guys?
That's the thing. I was about
to be like, I just want to be alone.
You love yourself enough. And you have to. Here's the thing. I feel like if you want to be alone, I feel like you have to do that for yourself. And you have to tell your partner, because you are in a healthy relationship.
Right.
For me to be to continue to be the best me, I need alone time.
Yes.
Whether that be going to dinner by yourself or getting in the tub and putting a TV on with a dinner tray and eating it like a sloppy mess in the tub.
Yeah.
Do you.
Kyle, I know. And I but love like,
just
being
taking
alone.
That time. Because honestly, coming from somebody, like if I were in a relationship and my significant other came up to me and was like, hey, to get the best me, I need a little me time.
Well, to be fair, Easton, even though you're not
to do to get that to
right, me? But even though you're not in a relationship, we have a very unconventional thing going on. But our mother, for example,
oh yeah,
wants constant time.
Oh, she's extrovert.
She does not want to be alone. Yeah, ever.
She can't be.
Ever. Wait, you're going out to dinner? Well, maybe I'll call Easton. Maybe I'll go with a friend. I'm like, why don't you take a hot bath and light a candle and watch a good show?
Right.
Like, however, I don't know what it's like to have my husband die. Mm-hmm. And I remember someone saying to me, it is easy to be alone when you know you're not alone. Okay. A couple weekends ago, didn't have Ocean over the weekend. Easton and my mom were going to Palm Springs. I was invited. I said, why don't you guys go? And I had the best weekend ever. Mm-hmm. It is so important. I think saying exactly what Easton said, say to your partner, in order for me to be the best version for you,
I gotta do this.
You've got to leave me. Like, I need however many hours
mm-hmm.
yeah. and then
to just obviously. Do you.
And say it kindly. Kyle and I, by the way, do this all the time. We're both extroverted introverts, highly, highly, and we need our alone time. Up into... Kyle will, we'll each tell each other all the time. I'll say, hey, I'm going to go. That's a lot of times too, like, I'm going to go read a book for a couple hours. I'm going to.
Oh, the
we
best.
We understand. But he will go as far, and I'm fine with this. Some people might be horrified. He's such an extroverted introvert. He'll say, if he comes home and I'm talking, he goes, hey, I'm going to need like a good 45 minutes to decompress. So can we not talk for 45 minutes? And I go, great.
What a dream.
I love that too. Because I'm like, okay, great. And he goes, write it down if you have something important. And I'm like, great. I say that to him now too. I'm like, hey.
I was just about to say, once somebody starts paving a road of like,
so nice.
I'm going to do this for myself. You kind of are like, holy shit, I can do that too.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like, I don't want to talk. You kind of give them the upper hand of like, if you don't want to talk either, you can tell me. If I can do it to you, you can do it to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know? I'm driving with my mom and I just want to listen to music. So I'll turn it up to give her like a hint to please be quiet. And she'll go, oh my gosh, did you see this? I'm like,
over the music.
And I'll turn it down and I'll be like, I don't want to talk. I just want to listen to music. Yeah. I just want to listen to music. I don't want to have a conversation.
And the best
we do
part
that?
Is,
yeah. You're being rude.
Yeah. No, I was just about to say, the best part is this will happen. And I'm in the back usually just like, all right, here we go. And then Lisa will just, wasn't she just like really rude with the music like, back up?
It's
like,
I'm
trying to enjoy it too.
Up. Yeah. Yes, but.
I love my mom, but I'm like, girl.
Get the hint.
Give me
girl.
A, yes, no, but if saying it, just saying it is a thing. And also you do it with, I do it with, if Kyle's had a long day and he's bitching to me about something, and in my mind I go, I could see where the other person was right. I'll then ask him, I'll say, hey, do you need to vent or are you looking for a solution? And he'll go, oh, I just need to vent.
Okay.
Yeah. But this one's very deep. So survivor's guilt. I survived cancer twice and many I know have not. I know I'm lucky.
Aww.
Yeah. So they struggle. I've heard this this is a lot with a lot of things.
So obviously I've never had an illness like that. I can only relate to when I go into my AA meetings and I hear the rock bottoms of other people, some who, you know, multiple DUIs, someone was killed. And I'm like, I've had drinks and decided to drive home hundreds of times and nothing ever happened to me. Why? I don't what was so special about me? But this person's rock bottom who did the exact same shit that I've done. So I can understand that guilt. And I think the way to like get past that is to maybe talk to a professional or people who are struggling in the same way that you are. Because that is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't imagine surviving cancer, but then you look at all of these people who weren't as lucky. And you're like, but I don't understand. Like, I'm not superior in any way. Why me? That's a really tough one, and I'm actually really grateful that she felt comfortable to write that.
Yeah, so many of you have written such personal, beautiful things, which, by the way, is why we're not reading the names, just in case, but thank you. So a lot of these, so I'm just going to read one, but a lot of these. Not being present enough when spending time with my parents while they're still here. So
I'm gonna get
phone.
Mad at you.
Oh, okay.
I know you feel guilty, but that's one that you can absolutely change.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
If there's one thing that I'm so grateful about, it's that when my dad passed away, I had zero guilt. I didn't think I should have spent more time with him. I should have called him more, should have checked in more. Like, I felt fabulous. Nothing went unsaid, ever. So if you're feeling guilty about something like that, that is a change that you can absolutely make. You say, okay, every night at 5 p.m. or later, whatever. I'm putting my phone away. Mm-hmm. This is when you had landlines, though. So you don't, you wouldn't put your phone away. You'd actually pick it up. Don't put them on speaker. Because now that's the annoying thing is you could be on speaker and scroll whatever you want. Google. You don't even have to be present. Make a conscious effort to put your phone up to your freaking ear. And don't do anything except for participate in a conversation with your mom and dad. Put the phone away when they come over. I cannot imagine having guilt about not spending time with someone who is no longer here and you can't change it.
I will say that was one thing about Whitney Rose that I liked.
What?
Her and her mom are talking after 16 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very
but
beautiful.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yes. A lot of guilt over depression or I'm just sort of, there's a lot of these. So not being able to get out of bed all day, guilt over watching TV all day in bed, guilt over just basically not getting up. And what I say to that is sometimes being alive is the best you can do for a day. And bravo, you fucking did it.
So I love that, Jess.
Well, sometimes that's all. If you're alive and you've survived another day, bravo. That's all you can do.
No, I agree.
100%.
Yeah. My homie Taylor Apgood, after dad passed,
yeah,
he was the one. He was like, dude, I was like, I feel terrible. Like, I'm not doing anything. And he was like, you woke up, you walked up the stairs, and you had a bagel. He goes, you're already up, bro.
It's a win.
Like, you're up. He goes, tomorrow, maybe you'll do one more thing. But like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. As long as you can get up, and even if you go and brush your teeth that day, you did something.
Yeah.
You did something. Tomorrow, brush your teeth and then do something else.
Yeah.
I'm just making things up, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, go outside. Take a 2-minute walk. Doesn't have to be a mile.
Yeah.
Walk around somewhere. It's what you
Yeah, but sometimes I like to think when I'm building. Doing things like that, I'm like, there are people that would kill to have a day in bed. Like, exactly. I'm going to enjoy this
thing.
Because
I
it's
also,
it doesn't it's happen mental, that often.
But it's a mental thing.
It's completely mental. Sure. It's completely mental.
Because I would, like today...
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know if you can hear it in my nose,
well,
but I would have loved for another bed day. I don't know, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you're in that other mindset.
Right?
Oh,
yes.
My gosh, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I just want a day off. I just want to lay in bed all day.
Yeah.
And then you get that and you're like, I'm a lazy fuck.
I know. You feel good. You're like, all right, get out of here.
No, you cannot win. That's why
no,
I say being a person is so freaking hard. So... like Jessica said, sometimes just being alive is the best you can do. And you know what? Take the W and move on.
Yes. And on the days that you only have 5% to give, if you give 5%, you gave 100%.
I love that too.
That's a meme that I saw. So I can't take credit for that. Kyle shared it. Okay.
I only have 5% to give and I gave 5%. So technically
I
gave 100%.
I'm myself today. So fuck it.
Spending time with my partner doing things and not just being in the same room with them. That's a good one.
So, okay, well, you're in a productive and healthy partnership.
Well, thank you.
So you shed a light on this.
Something that we, getting in the new year, 2024, is exactly what we're focused on. Last year, I did a lot of that. I was in the same room as Kyle, but we're both on our phones, emailing, not paying attention to one another. And I thought, well, it's fine because we're in the same room. No, you have to be proactive in your relationship. So now we're doing the thing where we do this on and off, but I love when we do it. We schedule the date nights. We schedule no phones, talking to each other, no TV. So that is, to me, very important.
I love that.
To connect.
I love that so much.
A lot of saving money guilt. So saving money in my 20s and 30s. I just want to experience life, but I do feel guilty not saving. That's a good one.
I know. It's such a hard thing to do because you're like, life is so short. And like, no matter how much I save, like me and Kim Kardashian and the guy who sits outside of 7-Eleven and asks me for a hot dog, we're all going to the same place.
Right.
Like the end game is all the same for everybody. So sometimes you're like, screw it. But we do have to save because there's going to be a day where you don't want to work anymore, right? And you have to have something to lean on. Like, I obviously have the luxury of having a team behind me help me. You know, the money comes in. They see it, they place it where it needs to go. But my dad always told me to like take X amount percent that you can afford out of your paycheck and save that. So you look, you know how much you make, you say, okay, I can spend X amount on meals, I can shop this, spend this much on shopping. This is what I have to live on. And then whatever is left over, you save.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, that is like, I know you want to live because I do that too. I'm like, but I want to go on trips. I'm saving and Kyle and I are saving for a house eventually, but I also want to go to Europe. Like we should just YOLO and spend money on Europe. But it's like what I do to kind of curb that craving right now, once a month, I allow myself to get a new, and it changes all the time, but a new workout outfit because that's what I'm in right now, comfies and cozy. So like once a month, I will get a full, like a new hoodie and new sweatpants. And I feel like I'm treating myself and still living. Or like twice a month, Kyle and I go on a date. We're going out to eat. And like, so you're doing little things that allow you to save, but you're not like blowing it all and going on a trip. And then maybe once a year you do go on a trip. Live and save.
But again, that's how you, that's, it's all about the budget.
And the like budget you, and balance, yeah.
You know how much you make. Mm-hmm. And you say, you know what? This is the year that I'm going to blow it out the ass. Mm-hmm. So I need to shove money away before we get to that year. You know, like planning it out. 2025, I want to go to Europe. So 2024, I need to shove this much away.
Yeah.
In order to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Money's just tough.
And it's hard. No, it's hard too. Because you save and then shit comes up all the time. And like the second I feel ahead and I'm like, well, oh, my thing. Car like, needs to be fixed.
Right. Well, you're like, I want to go to Europe. I need to save X amount. It's like, well, I only get paid X amount, so I got to get a second job. And then when I have the money to do it, are they going to even let me go on the job? It's like, holy fuck, man.
I know. I know. It's weird. Again,
but it's like, you are just up for grabs on anything. It's like, you got the money to do it? Well, now will they
put
let
his mic
you
down?
Have the time?
Oh.
No, I just wanted to come in and contribute to the conversation.
Oh.
Hey. Thanks for being
I thought you were saying the mics were too close to our mouths. I was like, well, we're at 30 minutes. You couldn't have told us before.
One thing my grandma told me.
Tell us.
Set up a separate bank account and take money out of that check so you never see it.
Oh.
So every time you just get that check,
yeah,
and the money goes into the other account, you don't even know.
I
set it, you know, $200, $150, however much it is.
You don't even know you have it.
You won't even know you have it, just in a separate account. Have someone you trust run that account, make sure it's in there, make sure everything's there. So in case an emergency comes up, boom.
I kind of like this.
See?
Go on a trip, you're good.
What would grandma do?
Gigi.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, producer Don. Kyle, you're about to be running that account for me.
I know. I was just about to say, Gigi, we're doing this.
Gigi would be a good one to watch. No, she's great with money, actually.
I don't know how.
What do you mean?
Like, she's very... What do you mean? What do I mean? She's up in the night every other day, but when it comes to numbers, she becomes...
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, God. Yeah.
She becomes very different. Trust me, I know.
Someone's been watching Seinfeld a lot. All right. I think this was a very productive episode. Thanks for letting me sob.
That was beautiful.
Oh, I totally needed that. Thank you guys for being vulnerable and writing in. It's so nice to know that, like, you're not alone in your guilt and misery.
Yeah, love that.
Love when we're all guilty and miserable together.
Miserable together.
Again, if you're listening to this, you can also watch it today on YouTube, and it's going to be in the same place that you find all the other Give Them Lala podcast episodes. I love you guys, and I will catch you on the next bonerific bonus episode.
Boom.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.